Have you raised melons here?
Watermelons, nurse melons, pie melons, poor man's apple, citrons.
What do you raise a citron for?
Preserves.
Uh-huh. In the spring of the year, do you have these fungus growths around that look sort of like a sponge? You can gather them and bring them in and cook them?
That's the mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
None of them here. You have plenty of frogs too, but no mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
That is, if we were, there might be mushrooms instead of frogs too. I don't know what a mushroom is or anything about it. I never tasted any in my life, so don't do I. I know up here on the mole ground, there's a red circle of what I call a toadstool, a frogstool. I don't know whether they might be good mushroom to eat.
Just in a circle up there?
They've been told us up there long. It's too late now for them.
Uh-huh.
It's in the spring when it's cooler when they grow it out.
I was just wondering. I thought you said in a circle.
Well, they just... I don't know why they grow there in half moons or come putting their clear around like a horseshoe. They don't know. Well, some of them make a perfect circle.
Well, I'll be darned.
But I don't know why they do grow like that, but there's three or four, five, six patches around it. Some of them small and some will run out there 20 feet across, great big circle around there.
Hmm.
And I never did know why they didn't spread around like that. Circle.
That sounds strange, doesn't it?
But you can go up there and look at them grass. Whenever you're mowing it around over it, you'll see them circles in the grass. There's some of them are who used to bale hay with a horsepower baler.
Oh, yeah.
But some of them don't go on the part way around, so and they're too close together. Somewhere I know never would have been able to sit, because it wouldn't have been in the right place. No one wanted to put the balers like these are growing around there. So I don't know what caused them.
Almost as though there was some rotted wood or something around there.
Well, I was wondering if it was a shallow rock on the outside or... Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be rocks in them circles. So I don't know what it is. But now take then the bottom line in the cornfield. Just over across the dump here. There's I expect there's a quarter of an acre in there, maybe more than a quarter. It's not round, it's just a... partly around and march there around.
Mm-hmm.
But that corn will die when all of the other gets as green as it can be.
Mm. That does sound like rock.
Now that is what I think is shallow rock there, and it just dry out. That's my idea about it.
Uh-huh. I've got some places like that in my lawn where there are boards down underneath.
Yeah.
Boy, you can just see the perfect outline of the board there when it gets a little dry.
Yeah. Mm.
Some of them are L-shaped, some of them are triangular, you know, they take
different shapes.
1x12 and have the end of it left off or something like that, and a piece like that will be under the ground, just the shape of the board.
Oh.
Do you have owls around here?
Yes, we have the old... hoot owls and the screech owls.
The hoot owl is the big one or the small one?
Big ones. Hoot owls are large owls.